Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Sabina Fuller, and my guest today is Frank Mariello. And Frank is running for colony supervisor against Paula Mahan. So, Frank, how's it going?
It's actually going very well. We're getting a great response at the doors. We're going out door to door every evening. The response has been very, very good. We have a very active Facebook page as well, and the comments are positive. Most of the comments we receive are very positive.
Now, what made you decide to run for supervisor in the town of Colony?
Well, I was raised in Colony. I'm a alumni of Colony Central High School in Siena College, and as I was growing up, I was very proud of my community. So when I was married, I convinced my wife to move to Colony, and we raised our two daughters here. In fact, both of my daughters are also Colony High School alumni, and my oldest daughter is also Siena alumni. And I really wanted to get involved. I wanted to make a difference, and I wanted to be active. So I was very fortunate to be appointed to the Town of Colony Sign Review Board, and where I also served as the chair for a while. And that was very interesting. It was a great learning experience, and I really got to know a lot about the town. Then from there, I was elected to the town board, where I served two terms, and now I'm an Albany County legislator. And over the past 10 years, I've seen a change in our town. I've seen our quality of life decline. We're losing our suburban character. Traffic is now terrible. I call it traffic gridlock. And, you know, we also notice that our infrastructure is failing. Our roads are not paved. We have water main breaks in the wintertime. And also we have a very bad landfill deal. And that's been a big issue. So I decided it's time to step up and get back into a town government and correct these issues.
So you're serving on the county level right now. Did you find, or do you find, that being a representative on the county level it might not be as fulfilling to you as being the supervisor of Colony?
I'm sorry, it may not be what on the county level?
Fulfilling. In other words,
No. No, and you know, I'll tell you, when I was on the town board, we built the crossing. We also built the Leisure Kill Sports Complex for Colony Soccer and South Colony Girls Softball. We built the soccer complex for North Colony Soccer. We actually expanded the Latham Water District plant. Before that, if we had drought conditions, we'd always have water rationing. That all stopped. So when you're a part of the town board, you can make more of a difference. In the legislature, I'm one of 39. And while our conference is very active, and we work with the other side very well, and we do propose legislation, when you're in the town and there's seven of you on the town board, you can make more of a difference. And as you drive around the town, you can see reward. I could drive around town and I would know why a certain sign was where it was, how high it was, the size it was, and such. So, yes, it's much, much more fulfilling when you're in town government.
You outlined a couple of issues that are important, but I'd like to start with two. I'd like to start with development and traffic. Give us an overview of the development in Clifton and Colony.
Well, what's occurred quite often over the last 10 years is that the town has approved planned development districts. We call them PDDs. And planned development districts have a greater density than the underlying zoning allows. So, therefore, you're putting more people on a smaller parcel of land. An example of that would be over at Exit 5 of the Northway, where there's a currently, I believe, 104 condominiums, 200 apartments, and 30 carriage homes being built. So that's over 300 dwelling units. Now, if each dwelling has, on average, two cars, you have over 600 cars exiting onto two-lane Waterbury Shake Road and Wade Road and Old Wolf Road. And what that does is that just adds to the traffic gridlock we have in the town. So what I'm proposing we do is, first of all, we have to complete the studies that are in progress, and we have to complete them at a quicker pace than what's being done now. We have an Albany Shaker Road corridor study in progress. We're updating the airport GEIS, Generic Environmental Impact Statement, and the comprehensive plan is also being updated. So once all of that is done and you can analyze the data, from there you go back and you look at the zoning throughout the town. And what we're proposing is downzoning. Downzoning means lowering the density of the development that's allowed. If we know we're going to grow, we know people want to live here. Colony is a very desirable place to live and to do business, but we want to manage it properly. And what's happened over the last year, 10 years, is that it's not been managed properly. So that is what I'm looking to do.
Now, what is the enrollment statistics for Colony? Is it overwhelmingly Republican, or is it half Republican, half Democrat, and a lot of independents mixed in?
Well, there are a great number of independents, but right now there are about 3,000 to 3,500 more enrolled Democrats than there are Republicans.
Oh, wow. So Paula has been there for how many years now?
This is her 10th year.
Okay. Is that a position that's term limited or no?
No, it is not. It's not. It's a 2-year term, and you can run as long as you'd like.
Okay. So, with development, another big issue is traffic. Give us an overview of the traffic in Colony.
Well, it's interesting because we've always spoken about rush hour. Rush hour usually was between 4 and 6 p.m. If you were to drive on the Central Avenue now, you'll see rush hours from 7 in the morning until 7 at night. It's rush hours all day long.
Wow.
Routes 9, Routes 7 and 2, we have a lot of traffic. And also the secondary roads, and this is where people are upset. When you have the secondary roads like Albany Shaker Road, Sand Creek Road, Console Road, Old Loud Road, those roads get very busy and backed up. And what happens is drivers start cutting through the neighborhood to try and avoid the traffic. And now you have cut-through traffic going through your neighborhood. So, you know, these are the issues that we are definitely going to address if I'm elected supervisor.
You know, I had interviewed Christine Benedict 2 years ago when she was running for supervisor, and we talked about traffic then, and you know, it seems to be still a problem. As far as like, you know, lessening traffic or lessening the impact on the roads, is there any kind of mass transit system in place in Colony that can, you know, take the, you know, the onus off, you know, so many cars?
At this point, there is not. We have a very good bus line along Central Avenue, but that is really the main bus line from Schenectady to Albany. And no, there really isn't any type of mass transit.
Okay, if you become supervisor, what would you do to alleviate all the traffic jam within, I keep saying Clifton Park, I'm sorry, Colony?
Well, like I had said, once the studies are complete and the comprehensive plan is updated, that's when we look at rezoning the town and we do the downzoning. And by downzoning and allowing a lower density of development, that'll help to slow the traffic growth. Also, we need to update some of our traffic studies. We need to look at not only Albany-Shaker Road, but we should look at some of the other roads. And there are areas where you can make improvements, such as an example, at the intersection of Waterbury-Shaker and New Corner Road. Waterbury-Shaker backs up for almost a mile in the morning, and as you're heading east, and almost a mile in the evening as you're heading west, and it backs up past Memory Garden Cemetery. You know, that intersection probably could use a rotary. And some of the roads are owned by the town, some are owned by the county, and that's where you partner with other governments and you see what you can do to make these improvements, such as putting rotaries in to keep traffic flowing so you're not waiting at a traffic light for so long.
You like rotaries? I really don't like them at all, because in Saratoga County, within a small radius, there's like three of them, and, you know, I really don't like them. How do you feel about them?
Well, rotaries keep the traffic flowing, and that's what's important. And if you also notice, if there's an accident at a rotary, it's usually a very minor accident, because cars have slowed down in order to go around the circle, where at traffic intersections, five people sometimes will run a red light, the light will change, and they're trying to get through the intersection and as quick as they can, and you have more serious accidents. Rotaries actually have found to be very effective, and there are people that do not like them and haven't liked them, but once one is installed, and you get accustomed to driving around it, they seem to work very well. There's one at Colony Center in Sand Creek Road. That one works well. There's one at Albany Shaker and Maxwell Road. That one works also.
There's one on by the Times Union Center, the Times Union Building, right?
Yes, that's the one at Albany Shaker and Maxwell Road, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So with traffic comes infrastructure problems. What seems to be the infrastructure problems in Colony?
Well, there are two main ones that people always bring to my attention as I go door to door. One of them is the paving of roads. Many residents complain because the roads haven't been paved in years. Until this year, Colony was budgeting $2 million a year to pave roads, which meant that a residential street would be paved on average once every 32 years. This year they added $600,000 to that, and they reduced the time now to once every 27 years. That's not good enough. We should be paving our roads at least once every 15 years. And so we need to look at the budget. We need to make some changes, and we need to put more money into our paving budget. Also, you notice in the wintertime, we have a lot of water main breaks. And I think one of the reasons for that is because our infrastructure not only is aging, but we've grown so much that the infrastructure we have in place just can't handle the additional development. We have these GEIS districts where any developer, when they develop a parcel, have to pay mitigation fees. And these fees go into the pool of money that's used to upgrade your infrastructure. And one of the reasons why the airport GEIS needs to be updated is because we're currently working off of data from the early 90s. That study was completed back in 91. And there's also a Bout Area GEIS that needs to be updated as well. So the mitigation fees that are being paid by developers are based off of data from studies that were completed in 1991. And we need to update that so that we can go out and we can improve our infrastructure and really cut back on the number of water main breaks that we have throughout the winter.
What is the population of Colony?
It's anywhere between 82,000 to 84,000 people.
Really? So it's bigger than
yeah.
Clifton Park.
Oh, much bigger, much bigger. And you remember there are two incorporated villages in the town of Colony. You have the village of Colony as well as the village of Menand. Colony itself is 57 square miles. It's one of the largest towns area-wise in the country.
Really? Okay.
We have over 300 miles of road that we have to maintain.
So in the wintertime, that could become a problem when there's snow on the ground.
With water main breaks,
right?
Sure. Absolutely. Yes.
No.
Yes.
And so you outlined another problem, and it's the problem we're having in Albany also, which is landfill problems. Tell us a little about the landfill problems that Colony is experiencing.
Well, back in 2011, the town entered into an agreement with Waste Connection to manage the operations at the landfill. At the time, we were taking in about 170,000 tons of garbage every year. Well, that the town went to DEC and was able to get that increased to 255,000 tons of garbage every year. So what that has done is that has just increased the amount of garbage we're taking in, which fills the landfill up quicker. Back in 2011, it was projected that the landfill would last until about 2025. If you happen to see the Times Union article that was printed this week, past weekend, it looks like the landfill will be filled by February of next year. So we're looking at 7 years sooner than what was projected back in 2011. And so now we have to, right now there is an application with DEC to expand the landfill. But we have our two neighbors to the north, the towns of Waterford and Half Moon, who have partnered with an environmental group called Riverkeeper to sue the town and prevent the town from expanding the landfill.
Okay. So we talked about these four issues. Is there any other issue that should be talked about?
Well, I'll expand on the landfill just a little bit more, because when I was on the town board, we were transferring about $3.2 to $3.5 million a year from the landfill to the general fund, and that helped to keep our taxes lower. Once we leased the landfill, we took in a lump sum of cash from Waste Connection, but everyone doesn't understand also is that there were low interest bonds that were outstanding at the time that are only available to municipalities. So once that deal was made, then those bonds had to be paid immediately. So when people say we took in a $23 million lump sum payment, after the bonds were paid, it was more like $10 million. So not even close to too low. What we were told. So we've filled our landfill quicker. We're bringing in less money. And also, there was an agreement made. There's the landfill every evening has to be covered. You always have to cover your landfill. And there's material called alternative daily cover that's brought in, and that is spread over the landfill to cover it every evening. Well, in the original agreement, the town was not receiving a share of the alternative daily cover that was being dumped. And at one point, Waste Connection was dumping almost as much alternative daily cover as they were garbage. Now, in 2015, DEC picked up on this and actually fined the town over $500,000 for exceeding their permitted amount of garbage that was being allowed to dump. Now, Waste Connection paid that, but what that did was it just ended up filling the landfill much quicker, and now we're almost at a crisis where if we don't expand the landfill, at least a limited expansion until we can determine what to do, not only will we lose the revenue generated from the landfill, but our residential rates for our garbage pickup could double, if not go even higher. So we have a major, major issue at the landfill.
And if it isn't addressed, what will ultimately happen?
Well, I would imagine it could be turned into a transfer station, but what would happen is your garbage then would be transported elsewhere. Waste Connections owns a very large landfill in Seneca Meadows in western New York. And if you notice if you drive the thruway, you'll see these big garbage trucks that are going back and forth on the thruway. Well, what they're doing is they're bringing garbage out to Seneca Meadows. And right now, because there's competition out there, we keep the tipping fees at a reasonable rate. I think they're $55 a ton now to dump garbage at our landfill. Well, if Colony has to close and Albany eventually has to close, now we lose that competition and Waste Connections can raise those tipping fees, and you know, which results in higher rates for us.
Wow. So is there any other issues that you feel is important that needs to be addressed?
Well, professionalism in government, I think, is also very important. We need to have the right people in place to do the jobs that are necessary. As an example, we have a commissioner of public works who has a financial background. The commissioner of public works should be an engineer and should have experience in highway, water, and sewer. That's very important. We don't have that. The individual that is there now actually lost an election in a neighboring town, and the party bosses went to the town and needed to find a place for him, needed to find a job for him. So they hired him, placed him in the job as commissioner of public works. And he's not at all qualified for the position. As far as planning is concerned, we need someone who's heading up our planning department who has municipal planning experience and who's degreed and has the credentials in municipal planning. That's very important. So what I'm looking to do is I'm looking to bring true professionals in to our government to lead our town in the future.
We have a week and a half to go before the election. What's been the most fun for you in this election season?
Going door to door. Door to door is actually a lot of fun. People look at it and say, oh my God, I have to go knock on doors. After the third door and you're speaking to the residents, and nowadays people are a little suspicious when you knock on the door. When they come to the door, they're looking at you and wondering who you are. Once you introduce yourself and tell them why you're there, a big smile comes on their face. Oh, thank you for stopping at my home. Sometimes they'll give you their concerns. Sometimes, you know, you'll hear, hey, I know about you. Or I've walked up to a door and someone will say, hello, Frank. I have no idea who they are. And I have this blank look on my face and they'll say, I received your postcard and it's sitting on my kitchen table with your picture on it. I've gone door to As I go door to door, I'll approach people as they're walking their dogs. I approached one couple, and the husband said to me, Frank, keep your literature. Your son is on my lawn. You've got our support in November. Big smile on their face. Put a big smile on my face. So it's a lot of fun, and you learn a lot of information from people as you go door to door.
Now, how many constituents are there in the town of Colony?
I'm sorry, how many what?
Constituents. Likely voters?
Likely voters. I think it's somewhere around 25,000, I believe.
Okay. So, give out your information to these 25,000. If any of them wants to volunteer for your campaign, send you a contribution, walk door-to-door, phone bank for you, how can they reach you?
Well, I have an email address they can reach me at, and it's frank 4 Colony, and the 4 is the number 4, frankforcolony@gmail.com. And that's the best way to reach us.
Okay. And
we
you
also
have
a Facebook page? Yes, we have a Facebook page, and it's Frank Moriello for Supervisor. And it's
okay.
A very active Facebook page. We're posting all the time. We're getting comments daily. And it's very interesting. We're getting a lot of information from our Facebook page, and people are very engaged, and we have a lot of followers. Social media is very good. You can really gauge your constituents by the comments that you get on your Facebook page.
I'm glad you bring up Facebook. Let me ask you this question. How do you feel technology, all these new emerging technologies, how do you think they've changed politics?
Well, because now it's easier to reach out to your constituents and people get to know you better. With all the, again, Colony is a very, very large town, and there are a lot of households. And as much as you try to knock on every door, you're just not going to make it to every door. So you've got to look for an avenue, a way to reach out to people. And people have embraced social media so much that's really the way to get your message out to people, using social media. I think sometimes it's more effective than the mailers that we send to people's homes, because people can respond to social media, where they can't respond as friendly to a flyer that they receive in the mail.
Do you think at some point that the new technology is going to make absolutely antiquated the flyers and all of the way that politics has been done? Do you think the new technology is going to change all that at some point?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Eventually, that will all change. Look at even not only in politics, but looking in other areas. Look at email. People now send emails all the time, and sending an email is free versus having to send a letter through the mail. People are using technology for a number of things, and it's going to change our lives across all areas. And actually, it's very good. It's a great way to reach out to people. And, you know, I encourage everyone to jump on the Facebook and really see what's happening.
So I have placed a call to Paula to come on Focus on Albany, and I'm still waiting for an answer. So, Frank, good luck on Election Day, and maybe after the election we can talk again.
I would love to.
So,
anytime.
Oh, thank you so much. So you've been listening to Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Download on your smartphone. Subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about the show, hashtag Focus on Albany. And if you're in the city of Albany, listen to WCAA 107.3 on your dial. Thanks, Frank. Good luck, and we'll talk again. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.
Thank you.